Dirt bikes and other vehicles were impounded and their operators charged when the Nanaimo RCMP took to the streets and the air for a traffic enforcement blitz on the weekend. RCMP helicopter Air 8 Plus Mounties on the ground coordinated their efforts Sunday, September 14, in a campaign that ran from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and focused on specific areas of the city, according to an RCMP press release. Over the past several months, numerous complaints were received from the public over the blatant disregard for the rules of the road by a small group of individuals, said Reserve Const. Gary O'Brien, Nanaimo RCMP spokesperson, in the release. O'Brien said complaints ranged from street racing to stunting and riding on sidewalks. These people were not only putting themselves at risk, but the motoring public also, O'Brien said. The public let us know they were not happy, and we heard them loud and clear. The enforcement campaign involved several weeks of planning and included more than 10 officers from Nanaimo RCMP's general duty, special investigation targeted enforcement and municipal traffic sections, along with officers from the Integrated Road Safety Unit and the Air 8 helicopter, who together targeted areas such as Jack Point, Extension, University Heights and the Nanaimo Parkway. Police impounded 4 dirt bikes and 3 other vehicles for a wide range of offenses that included driving without a license, driving without insurance, distracted driving, speeding, driving without a seatbelt, driving without consideration for others, and more. Several vehicles were also removed from the road for having significant defects and 3 vehicles were impounded for excessive speed. Air 8 was instrumental to the success of the initiative by providing real-time data on vehicle location, O'Brien said. In one incident, an unidentified youth operating an uninsured motorcycle failed to stop for police and sped off at a high rate of speed. Officers did not pursue due to the risk it posed to the motoring public, O'Brien said. Relying on Air 8 to provide updates and locations, the bike and rider were eventually located at a traffic light, allowing officers to safely approach and take the youth into custody. The 16-year-old's bike was impounded, he was turned over to his parents and he also received significant fines. Overall, the officers were pleased with results. They also commented that throughout the day, many passing motorists honked, provided a thumbs up and shouted words of praise and encouragement, O'Brien said.